These two feast days, yesterday and today, the exaltation of the cross and the memorial of Our Lady of Sorrows, are beautiful feast days. Everywhere in the church, of course, but particularly here at St. Catherine of Siena. Because here is the center of our healthcare ministry, where we care for those in the hospitals. It's a place where the exaltation of the cross and Our Lady of Sorrows is lived out with a particular poignancy every day. It's perhaps beautiful and fitting then that the only two churches in New York City with a crucifix on the outside is here at St. Catherine's and St. Vincent's. Now, yesterday we meditated on the exaltation of the cross, the ways in which the suffering and the death of Jesus was in fact his victory. And the cross, which was his place of torment and suffering and pain, was at the same time his throne. And I hope that especially here, we meditated on how that is true for each of us too. That our place of suffering, whatever that may be, whether we are in the hospitals, have been, will be, whether that's a suffering of mind or body or soul, that place of suffering is the cross for us, which means that it is a difficult and sorrowful place, but that it becomes, in the light of Christ's cross, our throne too. The exaltation of the cross is not only exaltation of Jesus' cross, but ours too. That was yesterday's feast. Today we sit with Mary, Our Lady of Sorrows. In the words of the liturgy, this is a mystery of compassion, not passion. A mystery of suffering with, not suffering directly. And again, here at St. Catherine's, with our connection to the hospitals, this is so powerful each and every day. Because in the hospitals, there are, of course, many patients suffering, but also many family members suffering with them. And that's as it should be, right? That we should undergo all of the burdens of this life with others. That those burdens might be lessened by sharing them. That is also a difficult thing. It's difficult to take something that you're going through and know that it puts it on your family too. It's difficult as a family member to go in there and to see your loved one suffering. And the temptation is always to think that your suffering is second class. But it's not, right? That's what the Feast of Our Lady of Sorrows is. It's the ways in which Jesus' suffering was, in fact, Mary's suffering. That she was a martyr in heart, a martyr out of love, if not in body. And so today we lift up at this holy hour those who suffer with. Those who suffer with the sick and the dying. Those who suffer not out of body, but in heart. Suffering out of the love that they share for one who bears an illness. And we remember too, like yesterday, that this is a place of sorrow. But that place of sorrows is not beyond the reach of God's mercy. Think of that wonderful hymn, the Stabat Mater. I know you heard the whole thing at Mass, and you sang a few verses tonight at Vespers. We asked, "Let me share your grief divine." That our hearts would be pierced as Mary's heart was pierced, that the love of God might enter in, that we might enter through that suffering into our heavenly home and our heavenly kingdom. And yes, this is the valley of sorrows, but we walk through it to the mountain of God. So tonight, especially my brothers and sisters, lift up in your prayers those who suffer with, families and friends and loved ones, the patients here in our hospitals, in our parish. Now their suffering, which is very real, would be united to the suffering of Mary beside the cross, and through her united to the suffering of Jesus on the cross, so that it might become for us a place of deep intimacy with Christ, so that it might become for us the exaltation of the cross. It might become for us a throne.